Grace, mercy, and peace are all yours from our triune God of heavenly host. Good morning, my friends. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the victory over the devil through your Son's life and death. We now ask that we would draw strength from the protection you grant all believers in your means of grace during our spiritual warfare. Amen. War is a part of our sinful world. Page through the Old Testament, and you're going to find all kinds of wars. Think of all just the different wars that this country has went through in its history so far. How many might be in our future? Wars and rumors of wars are around us all the time. Jesus said that that was going to be a sign of the end time, so we shouldn't be surprised. What is surprising, though, is the location of the war here in our text. This war was waged in heaven, a place that's supposed to be exempt from such evil. When did this war take place? Why would an angel revolt against God? How was the devil able to recruit about a third of the angels to fight alongside him? The Bible doesn't speak to any of those things. We can speculate, but we don't know. What we do know is this. It happened. The evil angels that were recruited by Satan fought against God's angels. They lost. They were cast out of heaven and thrown down to the earth. And that means the devil is here and he is a real threat and he is not to be underestimated. See, the devil isn't some scary-looking guy with red horns, wearing red flannel pajamas with the trap door open, walking around with a pitchfork. No, our text paints a very accurate picture that serves as a warning for you and me this morning. But it's also a picture that should bring both you and me lots and lots of comfort. As we observe St. Michael and All Angels Day, a festival in which we gather together not to worship the angels, but rather to come together to remember them and to thank our Heavenly Father for everything that He does for us through them, we turn our attention to a text of this vision of God that St. John is allowed to see, a vision that shows us that the devil is dangerous, he is determined, but he's also defeated. We hear a text this morning which is a traditional text for Michaelmas, recorded by St. John in the Revelation, the 12th chapter, beginning there at the 7th verse. St. John writes, "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, 'Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time.'" That is our text. The devil, an angel created by God, turned evil, and he decided to recruit angels onto his team, and they tried to overthrow God and take his throne. But as is recorded here, we're told then that Saint Michael, the archangel, the most powerful and chief messenger of God, along with the other faithful angels, fought back. And in the process, as cunning and as powerful as Satan is, he lost. And Saint Michael and the angels threw him out of heaven and down to the earth. And because of that very point, now he is filled with fury. And that means he is determined and he is dangerous. The name devil means slanderer or accuser, which this text says is very appropriate for him. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. See, the devil's like a tattletale. He's a tattletale that every time you and I sin, he runs to God and he says, "Hey, look at what he did. He doesn't deserve to be with you in heaven. He deserves to be in hell with me." The devil's great at trying to fill you and me with guilt. "Look what you did. There is no way that God would ever forgive you, that he would ever love you again." Great, right? Very comforting message on this Friday going into homecoming and fall festival to remind you that the devil wants one thing. He wants you to spend all eternity in hell with him. He wants the same eternity for you that he has. And you know what? Because of our sin, we're reminded again in Scripture again and again that that's what we deserve. Why does the devil want that? He hates God. He hates God, and so he knows he can't defeat God, and so it's payback time. And since he can't get back at God, what does he do? He tries to get back at God by attacking his most prized possession. That great possession in his creation, human beings and our souls. Because again, he wants nothing more than for you and me to be with him in all eternity, and he is very good at it, isn't he? St. Peter writes in his first epistle, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." The devil is a real threat and we can't ignore him. He's hard at work and he is good at his job. It's kind of obvious, isn't it? Why isn't this chapel filled every single week? Why are there times on this campus when there's a lack of love and deception? Why do we have slander and gossip in our classrooms, in our res halls, and in our offices? Why do you and I misuse alcohol and prescriptions and sex? Why is there war? We know the answer. The devil is filled with fury. He is dangerous, he is determined, and he is very good at what he does. He wants to do everything he can to get you and I to sin and to turn our attention away from the Word and the sacrament, and unfortunately, far too often, he is way too successful. He's relentless in each and every one of his attacks. He wants your soul. He wants the soul of every single child of God. And he is a determined, dangerous, powerful angel that you and I on our own cannot stand up against. But see, this reading for Michaelmas reminds us that we're not alone. No, we are reminded in Scripture, as we heard this morning, that St. Michael and the angels are there watching over us. The psalmist says, "He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Yes, there are evil angels around us, but there are also many more of God's good angels surrounding you and me, sent by God himself to watch over us so that nothing happens to you and me in this life that is contrary to God's good and perfect will. What a comfort. And yet, as comforting as that is, this morning we are reminded that there is someone that brings you and me even greater comfort. "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, 'Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come.'" This loud voice in heaven draws our attention to the one whom God sent into this world to battle in war against Satan, the God-man Jesus Christ. Jesus never backed down in that war and battle against Satan. Think about how he started out his earthly ministry. How's he started out? By warring with the devil 40 days in the wilderness. And that continued for his entire earthly life in battle. And as that battle went along, it got more fierce, the wounds more deep, the blood was flowing. Jesus, in that battle, willingly suffered the wrath and anger of God for sin and the punishment of hell so that he could pay for the sins of the entire world. Jesus died a horrific death, a punishment we deserve so that we would not have to be with the devil for all eternity. Through that life and through that death of Christ, you have the comfort of knowing that every one of your sins has been paid for. All your guilt has been washed away. The devil has nothing to accuse you of before God's throne, even though he tries. And what is so awesome about our Lord and Savior isn't just the fact that he lived and died for you and me to wash us clean and to give us that forgiveness, but that he also gives us a weapon in this war that works every time. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Those who are now in heaven right now waiting for you and me defeated the devil through the word of God and by the blood of the Lamb. And the same is true for you and for me. Every time a child or an adult is baptized, he or she is washed in that cleansing blood of the Lamb. Every time you and I receive the Eucharist, we receive the body and that cleansing blood of Christ in with and under that bread and wine. Every time you and I hear and we read and we study God's word, you and I are given the strength and the reminder that there for us is the blood of Christ. Our Lord, working through the person of the Holy Spirit, comes to us again and again through the means of grace so that you and I can return daily to our baptism and receive that cleansing blood of Christ again and again and again so that you and I, we can cling to Christ's cross. See, this is how we defeat the devil. The devil can't fight Christ. On our own, we would be in trouble. We would not be able to stand up and fight in battle against him. But when we cling to Christ's cross in his blood, when his cross is lifted up high, there is no way that we can lose. My friends, we are at war with a very powerful enemy. Paul put it best when he wrote to the Ephesians and to us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." What's at stake in this battle each day is our souls. And that thought can be scary. And yet, as scary as that thought is, St. John reminds us today that as determined and dangerous as that devil is, he is defeated. Michael and the angels defeated him. More importantly, St. John reminds us, as you're reminded every time someone steps into this pulpit, Christ defeated the devil with his holy precious blood in his innocent suffering and death. And my friends, with the gospel at your side and in your heart, you too will defeat the devil. And so cling to that gospel, cling to Christ's blood, and enjoy that crown of eternal life in victory that he has already won for you and that is yours by faith alone. Amen.